Kia ora, Nick. Well, COVID restrictions have eased for the first time after 2.5 years. This must be a big relief for the trucking industry. What's the reaction and how have they coped?
Well, firstly, yes, I think it is a massive relief for the industry. Although, I think road transport, while it's had lots of challenges thrown at it as a result of COVID, it's an industry of people who are used to having curveballs thrown their way, and they adapt. And I think the industry has done itself and the New Zealand public tremendously proud in the way it's continued to deliver for New Zealand despite, you know, lockdowns and, you know, significant other supply chain challenges that have been thrown at it over the last almost 3 years. So we, now we're sort of getting back to that kind of, you might call it normality, but things, of course, are different in our economy and in the world generally and in society. But at least now with these restrictions completely eased by the government, there isn't that requirement to wear masks. There isn't the same barriers to doing business. But, of course, we also want people to continue to be safe and take precautions where they think it's necessary. I still think the sanitising of hands and wearing masks and where it's appropriate, probably will still be kept by some businesses, and that's appropriate as well because we still do have COVID. And I think that while I think dropping the restrictions are sensible, and it's, I think there's a collective sigh of relief in the country because, we're following what the rest of the world has done some time ago. We've still got to keep ourselves safe, and I think that businesses and the public will make the appropriate decisions for themselves there.
Okay. There's still been quite an impact, though, on the industry, hasn't it, in terms of mental health? And this was shown by the wellness survey that Transporting New Zealand has done.
Yeah, we've done two surveys now. One of operators, which showed that stress and anxiety was actually the biggest challenge they were facing as a result of the economic turmoil the world is facing, and high inflation and high international fuel prices. That anxiety was actually the biggest challenge that was being faced. And I think that was an important signal to me, and one that we've raised on behalf of the industry publicly and to government. But this wellness survey also touches on driver force, and those results will be shared a bit more widely in the next week or so. But what it does show is that about 60% of drivers have really felt the pressures of COVID, and it's affected their mental health negatively. And we should be listening to that because COVID has a long tail. Lockdowns were stressful, and all of the health challenges and the requirements and the red tape were challenges for business. But the long tail is actually the fact we've now got high inflation, massive increases in the cost of living, a shattered supply chain in parts of the world, and challenges here in New Zealand. Those things are going to be with us for some time to come. And of course, they do put real mental pressure on individuals, both in a business setting and in a professional setting, but also at home. And I think we've got to be, as employers and as an industry, we've got to be really sensitive to that, and we've got to work with people to get the best results and to support people through what will be very stressful times for them.
Okay. Supply chain disruptions are still going on. And part of that is also the Cook Strait ferries that have been disrupted quite a bit with breakdowns, what have you. Now there's the new ferry, Inter-Islander Ferry Valentine, that is being purchased. Inter-Islander's confirmed that. Is that good news for the supply chain and the Cook Strait ferry connection?
Yeah, I think it's really important to emphasise here the principle that we adopt. We want there to be excellent ferry services across the Cook Strait. So freight can move as seamlessly and as quickly and as safely as possible. We don't want drivers, you know, delayed at either end. We don't want there to be limited capacity. And so the purchase of this ship, the Valentine, while it hasn't been an ideal freight ship, to be honest, for the trucking industry, just having that additional capacity there, I think will aid the job of our transport operators in getting across the strait. I mean, we see that Cook Strait is an extension of State Highway 1.
Mm.
And all I can say is thank God we've got the Strait shipping service there as well, because without that, it would be, you know, there'd be real chaos. So we're happy with this. We have feedback from a lot of operators about the difficulties there, and we're always prepared to play an advocacy role with the Inter-Islander to try and get them to improve systems. They're very aware of the industry problems, you know, it's an ongoing discussion. You know, any intelligence that's, or information or challenges that are being experienced by transport operators across the Cook Strait, we're very keen to know about.
Right, and in a few years' time, there are going to be some new big ferries arriving, we hope.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the, you know, the great promise. These are these rail-enabled ferries that are being specially built. I mean, look, there are very few people who know anything about ferries that say that building rail-enabled ferries from scratch is what you'd want to be doing because of, you know, the infrastructure challenges at either end and, you know, potential resilience challenges. But, look, it's being done. They're going to be much bigger. You know, let's hope that improves things for the industry and, you know, improves the ability for freight to move across the Cook Strait when they come. I think it's 2025, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Something like that, I think. So it's all about future technology and how that's going to affect the industry. And that, of course, is the topic of the conference that is coming up, the road ahead. Now, only a couple of weeks to go to that. Is that something the industry is going to be looking forward to?
Oh, I think so. It's the first conference we've had in 3 years. And as you say, you know, the road ahead, it's about what lies ahead potentially for the industry with new technologies, with data. Where should we be thinking in terms of our workforces? And really, you know, it's an excuse to get together for the first time in a long time. It's sort of in one of the hearts of road transport in Southland. I think there'll be some good hospitality, some interesting speakers, and a really good venue at Ascot Park there. I encourage very strongly people who are listening and people who read the blog to come along. We've still got spaces.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a big event, I think, but we've still got spaces, and we want to see as many of you there as possible. So please get on to the Transport in New Zealand. If you just Transport New Zealand conference website, we'll include a link. Book up and come along. And, you know, I suspect it might be worthwhile to send staff as well, because there are going to be some interesting presentations. But also it's a chance to sort of meet and talk to people. You know, I mean, there are going to be people there with expertise and information that can really help our industry do better. And, you know, someone like Cameron Bagri, of course, Sirian Taylor is our keynote speaker.
Yeah.
We've got Nicole Rosie, the Chief Executive of Waka Kotahi, speaking. We've also, very importantly, we've got a good contingent from the roading and highways teams at Waka Kotahi who are going to be there. And I think that's going to be, you know, that's a real hot topic for a lot of our operators. And that's a good chance to find out what's going on and chat to them and let them know your views.
Thanks very much, Nick. Something to look forward to.
Thanks, David.